The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Stock take sale on now, in store and online. petersofkensington.com.au.
Carly Carnes, welcome.
Thank you, Chris.
Let's start with this dust-up with Russia over the shooting down of a Syrian jet.
Yeah, all of a sudden things are a little bit more tense, aren't they? Not just because, an American Super Hornet shot down an Su-22 that belonged to Syria, that had been dropping bombs, I guess, near the Syrian Democratic Forces, which we call coalition-partnered forces. Not just because of that, but because Russia's response was to essentially yank the cord out of the wall on the deconfliction hotline, the red phone. And they don't want to talk to us right now. They're upset. It's their way of showing it. And there are talks now to try to get it back again, because if they're not actually talking to each other, if they're not trying to avoid any conflicts before they happen, it'll only be a matter of time before, you know, some Russian pilot or some American pilot gets crossways with another.
Of course.
And we wind up with a real shootdown.
Yeah, a very sensitive part of the world too. Now, the science may not be settled, Harley. The U.S. Energy Chief says carbon dioxide may not be the primary culprit in the warming climate.
Well, isn't this interesting? Because what this is this is sacrilege. You can't say this.
No.
You know, the global consensus seems to be that it is carbon dioxide. I remember when it was, you know, the stuff Freon and things like that.
Yeah.
But now it's carbon dioxide, which we can't avoid making, because anytime we breathe, we make carbon dioxide, and so do the cows.
Yeah.
But the Energy Secretary, Rick Perry, said he doesn't believe that it's the primary contributor to global warming. He figures it's the oceans, the things that's going on with the ocean, that sort of thing. Of course, you get the people who are involved in the whole, you know, global warming business, and they say this is a terrible thing to say. They took it out. The administration took it out of the EPA's platform, if you will. They're leaving room for discussion about it. And many people have pointed out over the years, as they've come to this so-called settled science idea, that when you stop asking questions, it really does stop being science and starts being propaganda.
Spot on.
It's the real truth of the matter. I had a science teacher many years ago, and that was one of his mantras, you know. If you stop asking questions, you stop doing science.
Yeah, spot on. Now, tell us about this, but my eyes may water. A man wins his lawsuit after a surgeon removes the wrong testicle.
Yeah, you'll cross your legs over this one. As a Pennsylvania jury, the guy got $870,000. It's not enough.
$5 million isn't enough.
That's right. There's no way. He had one testicle was hurting him for years. They wanted that one removed. The doctor said it's the only way out. So they put him under, and they took the wrong one.
Oh, no.
What's he supposed to do now? What's he supposed to do?
Enough. Harley, thank you very much. Enough.